بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions, and to keep us steadfast on the correct faith. Imam al-Tahawi said, "The slave of Allah does not exit faith except by denouncing what admitted him into it. Joining the Islamic faith is by professing with the tongue and believing in the heart, the two testifications of faith." The explanation: the Muslim does not leave Islam except if he leaves what made him a Muslim. Whoever denies the existence of Allah or the existence of prophets or the validity of Islam is not a Muslim. Similarly, saying blasphemous words such as cussing Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the angels, or the Islamic rites takes the person out of Islam. Joining the Islamic faith comprises believing in the heart and confessing with the tongue the meaning of the two testifications of faith. I testify that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Imam An-Nawawi said, "The non-Muslim who has the belief in his heart but does not declare it with his tongue is by consensus a blasphemer who will stay forever in hellfire." Al-Tahawi then said, "All of what was authenticated about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning Islamic law and its explanation is true." This means Muslims believe in the truthfulness of all what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought. Then he said, "Faith is one. Believers are equal in its essence. However, superiority of some believers over others in degree of faith is according to their fear of Allah, piety, rejection of evil inclination, and steadfastness to the more appropriate." So faith in its essence is one. It is the belief in Allah and His Messenger. All the Muslims have this essence. However, some believers are more diligent in worship than others and consistently perform a lot of optional rewardable deeds, nafl. They fear Allah and suppress their bad inclinations in obedience to Allah. The rank of such Muslims is higher than that of other Muslims. Then At-Tahawi said, "All the believers are protected by Allah, and among them the most honored by Allah are those who are the most obedient and compliant with the Quran." The explanation is that Allah protects all the believers from the torture He inflicts on the blasphemers. The torture which some sinful believers experience is not as severe as that of the blasphemers. Moreover, it comes to an end. On the other hand, the righteous walis receive a special protection. They will not experience any harm or fear on the day of judgment. A wali is an upright Muslim who fulfills the obligations, refrains from the sins, and performs many optional acts of worship. This description of the wali is mentioned in the Qudsi Hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, "من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به." الحديث. وعند الطبراني: "ويكون من أوليائي وأصفيائي." The more obedient and compliant with the Quran the slave is, the higher his rank is. Al-Tahawi said, faith is the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and the belief in the Qadr, destiny from Allah Ta'ala, both good and evil, and sweet and bitter. We believe in all of this. We do not discriminate against any of His messengers. We believe all of them and in what they brought. So this mentioned matter is important matter of faith. The aforementioned matters are the most important matters of faith, which were mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Al-Imanu an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi. Rawahu Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. It's an obligation to believe in the existence of Allah and His angels. Also, it is essential to believe that Allah revealed books to His messengers, all of which are true. Obligatory also is believing in the hereafter, when Allah will resurrect His slaves to reward or punish them for what they did in this life. The person must believe in the Qadr, destiny, that is, whether good or evil. This means that one must believe that the deeds of people, both good and bad, are creations of Allah and take place because Allah destined for them to happen. We accept and love the good deeds, but do not approve of or love the bad ones. Al-Tahawi said, if the people of enormous sins among the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam die asserting the Tawheed, though they were non-repenters, they do not remain forever in hell. After they die as faithful believers, they are under the will and judgment of Allah. If Allah wills, out of His favor, He may forgive and absolve them, as He the Exalted cited in His book, Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 45, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. It means Allah forgives whatever is less than blasphemy for whomever He wills. If Allah wills out of His justice, He may torture them in hell. Then He takes them out of it by His mercy and by the pleading of the intercessors who were obedient to Him. Then He sends them to His paradise. For Allah Ta'ala has protected those who believe in Him and has not made them in both this life and the hereafter like the people who disbelieve in Him. The latter failed to attain His guidance and did not qualify for His promise of support. O Allah, the One who guards Islam and its members, keep us constantly steadfast to Islam until we die while believing in it. In this statement, Al-Tahawi is saying that the enormous sins are very serious sins, the committer of which is threatened by Allah with very severe punishment. There are close to 40 enormous sins. The Muslims who commit enormous sins and die without repenting of them will either be forgiven or be punished as per the verse mentioned in the text, An-Nisa, Ayah 48. Those who are not forgiven and are tortured in hell will not remain there forever. They will be taken out by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Some of them will exit hell as a result of the intercession, shafa'ah, made for them by the prophets, martyrs, or pious Muslims. Afterwards, they are admitted into paradise. The blasphemers, however, are neither equal to the believers in this world nor in the next, as Allah said in As-Sajda, Ayah 18, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Hence, these Muslim sinners do not have the same ending as the blasphemers. The author ends this section asking Allah for steadfastness to Islam until death. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on Al-Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.